brand new cameraman at the helm, Terrence Burley, BURLAJ. In case it's shaky, blame him. This is the doubleheader. I'm Hari Srinivasan. We've got Mark Shields, David Brooks. We talk about the sport of politics and the politics of sport. First topic is always serious-ish. Mitt Romney's picked up quite a few, what do they call those things?
Endorsements.
He's a check. Yes.
He's a check.
He's got,
right on the back. Right on
he's
the back
got two presidents named Bush behind him now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple of other very influential folks.
No, he's got one president named
Bush. Yeah, George W. does
George
not.
W. Bush has not endorsed.
So H.W.
Yes, H.W.
Papa Bush.
Let's try and be factual.
Sorry.
Yeah, and he does have a Governor Bush.
Paul Ryan today.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. T. I think
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
So what does
you
this
can
mean?
Feel the electricity. I mean, this is perhaps the most exciting I've seen any political party in my lifetime. I mean, it's all the electricity of a
electric football
of a Kazakhstan bride for hire about to meet her bookkeeper husband just outside of Kankakee, Illinois. I mean, the romance.
I think there might be
this,
some bookkeeper husbands
of this Republican
yeah,
party.
Yeah,
that's right. Writing off the bookkeeper husband vote with the Kazakhstan brides.
Right,
but
right.
I mean, there's just a lot of excitement. No, they're all coming together now. You got Mr. Bush Sr., who's sort of the establishment, Mario Rubio, who's the recent arrival, and Paul Ryan, who's the latest darling. So, I mean, they're, you know, they're there. And all of them basically say, it's time we got over it. It's time to get behind me. Yeah.
So, David
isn't that, I mean, is that what they say?
What do you think?
I think he's absolutely right. And Newt has sort of fallen off. He's getting crowds in the low single digits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He fired a third of his campaign.
He fired a third of his. And then Rick Santorum lost it with my colleague Jeff Zeleny.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Zeleny, but an easygoing, you know,
for those who don't know what happened.
Jeff Zeleny, a reporter for the New York Times.
Yeah. Terrific reporter.
Terrific reporter. Accurately reported what Santorum said, which I've now forgotten what it was. It was something unremarkable.
That Mitt Romney would be the worst possible candidate.
Worst possible candidate. And he reported it completely accurately, asked him a question about it, and Santorum sort of blew up. He has a tendency to get a little nasty with the press. But then there's sort of the interesting question, you're a reporter, how do you, when a candidate is screaming to you, at you on video, how do you react? Do you want to fight back to show your respect? But I think Jeff did the right thing.
He did.
Just let him have his, he's the newsmaker, let him do it.
Okay. So, I mean, do endorsements matter these days?
Do they matter? No, I mean, they basically say it's over. To the other candidates, and if you want to keep going, you may run the risk of making more enemies than friends. I think that's it. And the most important endorsement of the week was Sheldon Adelson, who had personally underwritten Newt Gingrich's campaign, and he said it was over. So that means no more allowance. But
no more. Okay. So in the politics of sport category, we've got a few suggestions from our Facebook followers. On the speed round, Tiger Woods, Masters, yes, no? Think he can do it?
I watched him in the final round there, and he looked good. He's a competitive Masters.
Think
he
can pull it off?
Do I think, he won one Masters? Tournament in 893 days, so two in 905 days? You know, what the odds are about as good as the megabucks.
Okay, and what a beautiful transition to a very interactive segment we have today called whatever you want to call it. We are going to pick six numbers here, and we encourage you, if you are watching, to pick the same numbers so you can share in the joy and the wealth that you got from the doubleheader and no place else. So
get a doubleheader collective ticket.
We're gonna get it right now. I'm gonna go online. Illinois is apparently selling these things online.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go thirdsies, and then all of our fans are gonna be the ones who are also. All right. So what do we got? 1 and 56. You want to write this down at home? Look at this. Mark, wait a minute. Hold on.
Mark's entire political philosophy is gonna change if we win. By the way.
Yeah. All right, taxes. So my God Almighty! Are they trying to discourage us?
Three entrepreneurs. Three numbers between 1 and 56 for you, Mark.
Between
1 and 56. Three numbers between 1 and 56.
12, 13, 40.
12, 13,
tested his
40.
Mathematical abilities.
You.
There.
first,
let me say I'm morally opposed to lotteries unless the prizes are really big.
They're really big.
They're really big. So I'm going to go with 2, 4, and 24.
2, 4, and 24. And I will get the last number, which is between 1 and 46, and I'll just say 7. It's about as random as the computer. All right, so 12, 13, 40, 2, 4, 24, and 7. If you buy what we buy, we will all be very wealthy together if we win.
If we win.
If we win. And we have.
Do you know what the chances are? According to Michael Catalano, who's the head of the mathematics department at Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah, about, pretty bad.
About, well, 90 people a year get hit by lightning.
Right.
And it's about 50 times more likely to get hit by lightning than you
it's
are.
It's 1 in 173 million. But the prize is over 400 million, so it's a perfectly rational decision.
That's right. With the lump sum, it's over 400 million.
The
bigger firm is like 640 or something.
Yeah, 640 they're heading to.
So, I mean, given that we do have the winning number in the NewsHour pool, but if not, I'm hedging my bets, and this doubleheader pool right here is where we have it. All right, you've wasted some perfectly good minutes with the doubleheader with Mark Shields, David Brooks. I'm Harry Srinivasan. Thank you so much, and join us again.